Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. If you don't need to own it, you could rent it. Simply put, that's the thinking behind the Kentucky Ag Development Fund's Shared Use Equipment Grants. Logan County Extension Agent Leanne Martin.
The county level shared use program is set up that a government or any entity could apply to purchase objects, whether it be a no-till drill or, in our case, corral panels, and it is open to the public for rental to help them so they don't have to purchase their own.
Logan County's Conservation District was recently approved for a $30,000 grant for two no-till drills, and Martin says the Extension Foundation for almost $7,000 for small animal handling equipment.
What we've got going on is we've had several small animals, goats, sheep, and actually hogs come into the county, and where our livestock kids are wanting to participate more, so we want to be more equipped. So we are applying for the purchase of goat panels to be used for all different species to enhance our livestock shows and help them on their farms as well.
They plan to purchase that equipment hopefully by the first of the year, used for 4-H or for rental on the farm to handle stock safely.
That's exactly right, for their safety and our safety as well.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kentucky National Guard. Aired by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ag Development's Shared Use Equipment Program is targeted at reaching a good number of farmers with acreages that couldn't justify purchase of some equipment.
One is a no-till drill that would be used for both soybean and wheat production, even oats and small grains such as grasses, legumes. The other drill will be a no-till vegetable setter, which will help on a lot of your ornamentals and a lot of your vegetable production.
Leanne Martin says often available rentals versus purchase of costly equipment make some economic expansion possible.
It's a whole lot better if you can just pay a couple $100 for a couple acres.
On the livestock fencing panels and related equipment, it too could boost economic endeavors on smaller farms and enhance 4-H livestock activities.
Most of these would be for alleyways and holding pens. And then the scales as well. Most of your livestock shows on the 4-H and state level also require the animals to be weighed in, especially on the smaller animals.
Leanne Martin in Logan County. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.